Final score will be 110-99. Golden State holds Portland to 33 points in the second half. They outscore them 57-33. And what a raucous environment it was in the first half, in the first quarter in this building. And now they're walking out silent and stunned.
With the Warriors up 3-0 in Portland on this Sunday and Game 4 set for Monday night here in Oregon, I'm Lawrence Scott. And this Sunday edition of Warriors Sound to feature conversations with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson in the aftermath of Game 3. But we start with the latest from here in Portland on this Sunday with Coach Kerr.
Steve, you described Draymond Green's play as a wrecking ball. Is there any other description that you can come up with for the way he's played in this series?
I thought wrecking ball was good.
Yeah.
I thought it described it well. Colorful. It was a metaphor. And I don't have any others, so I apologize.
Steve, Draymond, when he was told that you said you thought he was more in control and worrying more about playing than other stuff, he described himself being disgusted at watching the way he had been playing earlier and crying about calls. Have you and that he was more aware, his mom talked to him, his fiance talked to him, he has little kids watching him at home. Were you aware that there was this kind of self-evaluation going on?
No. I've definitely been aware of the improvement just in his focus. I mean, I think that's been really obvious over the last couple weeks. And I think it's important because, you know, when he gets upset and emotional, it costs us. We lose our focus as a team. I mean, he's our leader. He's our emotional leader out there. So if he can play like he did last night in terms of, you know, just moving on to the next play after something goes wrong, that's a huge boost to our team.
You guys have had so much success with this kind of trapping style on Lillard and really limited him.
Well, we've got really smart defenders. We've got a lot of length and got guys who just understand how to defend and cover up for one another. And, you know, it doesn't work every time. It's effective at times. They break through sometimes. But I think it's important for us to just try to put as much pressure on their backcourt as possible. Those guys are lethal, and we're just trying to contain them. And to this point, we've done a pretty good job. But we're aware they could break out at any time. So we've got to be even better tomorrow.
You must be proud of your team for the second half comebacks. But what can you do moving forward to try to get off to a little bit better start?
Well, I think avoiding fouling is the biggest thing. I think they had 13 free throws in the first half yesterday. So the early foul trouble hurt us. And if we can avoid that and make them make shots from the field rather than the free throw line, I think we can get off to a better start.
Steve, your center position this year went through some changes based on injury, but it seemed like at any given point of the regular season, you sort of knew who your main guy or guy was or guys were. Are you back to mixing and matching a little more at this point?
Well, Looney is our main guy at that position, but we like to bring him off the bench just for rotation purposes and get to certain combinations. So, you know, it's rare that he starts, but he's now become the guy who finishes. And so he's turned into a fantastic player, complements our group really well, and he's having a great postseason run. So he'll continue to get the most minutes of the center group, but I'm really pleased with the rest of the guys chipping in. Jordan Bell was terrific last night, you know, and I you know, we'll continue to have Draymond play some five at times. You know, Bogut can come in and give us short burst minutes, and I think we've got a number of guys who we can count on, and that's a luxury.
Steve, Andre's injury, do you know when it happened during the
game? No.
Alphonso McKinney was a plus 24 last night. What have you thought about just what he's been able to bring?
It's been great. I mean, he had 9 rebounds last night, several key offensive boards at important junctures of the game. And that's something he's done well all year. I think what he's really improved at is his defensive awareness. You know, he's always had the athletic tools to be a good defender. And I think he's learned more and more this year, angles and concepts, and he's seen the pictures well. And I thought he was brilliant last night, especially after Andre went out when we were at risk, and he stepped in and did a great job. Probably hit the biggest shot of the game to break things open, but was fantastic defensively and on the glass too.
Yeah, if Andre does need to miss some time, how big will Alfonso be defensively for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to have more minutes from him, but you know, we're confident that he can do the job.
What enables Draymond to facilitate so well? I mean, we know about the speed, but what has he picked up maybe a notch in this series?
I'm not sure he's picked anything up. I mean, he's been great throughout the playoffs. You know, I think the biggest thing, when Kevin is out, Draymond's going to have the ball in his hands more, so that's probably what you're seeing. He just has more responsibility on his shoulders. What I'm pleased with is he's keeping the turnovers pretty low. You know, he's pushing the ball like crazy without turning it over. And that's the key, because if he can generate that kind of pace, but we can still get into our offense if nothing's there, we're still going to get good stuff. So as long as he's under control and pushing the pace, we're in a good position.
Injuries aside, do you feel like you guys are relatively fresh right now, given that given that you're at this stage of the postseason?
I don't know if fresh is the right word, but we're in a good position, and you know, trying to make it through this series, and obviously with Andre's injury, we're further depleted. So we're not fresh, but we're fighting through everything, and we've put ourselves in a good spot.
What is the schedule for today?
Just watching film and then an optional gym time, no practice.
And what's your Game of Thrones plan?
That's a good question, because I want to watch Milwaukee and Toronto too. So good thing I have HBO Go. I should do an endorsement.
You just did.
I just did. And I didn't get paid.
Did you hear Draymond give James Laughlin a shout out last night?
I didn't hear the exact quote, but I heard he did, yeah.
It's like kind of a cool moment for a guy who, lessered down on the
Oh, yeah, we were giving James all kind of crap in there. It's great. But, no, it's nice. It's nice. We got a lot of people who do a lot of work to help the team prepare for these games, and our video crew probably works harder than anybody. And James does a great job, and so it was fun to see Draymond give him a little love.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
95-87. Steph Curry to walk it up. Crossing the logo on his little brother. Takes it right side. Takes a three. Quick release. Splash! Splash!
He's got six threes tonight. He's got 30.
98-87 Warriors.
And after the Game 3 victory, where Steph had a game-high 36 points, he joined Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors Radio Network.
Stephen, is that you?
It is I.
It is you. It is you. I knew it was you. It's great, great to talk to you. And what does it say about this group that you guys down 17 in game two, come back and win, and then down 18 in this building, a loud building on the road?
Draymond loves going at your brother.
And that's Bob Myers coming by, saying that Draymond loves to go against Seth. There was some chirping going on there, I think. So.
Oh yeah.
But what does it say about you guys?
I mean, we're champions. We understand we're never out of a game. And this is the NBA as well. So Portland has, an ego, and they have some pride, and they wanted to come out and throw the first punch, especially in their building. But like we talked about at the end of the first quarter and it going into halftime, as I call it, as poorly as we were playing and didn't really have anything going, you're down two. And you're down 13, like, we can erase that if we just stick with the game plan over 48 minutes. And they scored 33 points in the second half, and that'll win you a lot of games.
Yeah, and you win a lot of games, Stephen, with your offense. By the way, 21 points in the second half, and 11 of them, I believe, coming in the fourth quarter. But the defense, you held the Blazers to 12 of 39 shooting to go with those 33 points in the second half. And I thought Draymond, once again, is everywhere on the floor defensively for you with those steals, just taking the plays away from the Blazers.
It's a lot of heart, man. I mean, we have a lot of versatile guys that can defend and, take on challenges, one-on-one, team defense. And guys are just flying around. We know that those, their two guards are their focal points, and we've been sending a lot of attention towards them. And you know, over the course of 48 minutes, again, you make them think, make them make decisions, tire them out. You know, that's a great game plan, and we stuck to it and very disciplined, especially in the second half.
Well, in the second quarter, when you had the second group in there, and it was, you know, Quinn Cook and Livingston, Jordan Bell, Jarebko, that group in there, they weren't able to provide any kind of offense. But I thought it was big in the second half when they were in, and Quinn Cook got two big baskets, and it just kind of held them. In fact, it increased the lead at the time, and they took a nice little six-point lead, and I think that gave you a nice rest, and it gave the whole team a lot of confidence.
It did. I mean, obviously with KD out, you know, we've been talking about it and been showing it on the floor. A lot of guys are going to play. And I told Quinn and JB, you know, after the game, I mean, they pretty much won us the game. We clawed all the way back in the third quarter, and they set the tone playing, you know, smart, you know, high IQ basketball those first 4 or 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and put, you know, the Trailblazers on their heels. And then, you know, the starters come back in and feed off that momentum. So it's nice that everybody has confidence and knows what they're doing. And in big moments like that, we're in the Western Conference Finals, you know, opportunity to go up 3-0 and those guys deliver.
Steph, as always, we appreciate your time. Congratulations, man. Great, great win.
Thank you very much. And as always, well, first, U of O grad 66 and Warriors Vox on Twitter. Make sure you follow them.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Klay Thompson stopped to chat with the ESPN radio broadcast crew in the postgame as well.
Klay, this is back-to-back games, double-digit comebacks. How have you guys been able to do it?
Just not letting our guard down. I mean, we went down 15-17 there. You know, it's a game of runs, especially with this team. And we just stayed the course. I'm still mad about that bad call, man. I wanted that third block so bad.
I know.
I timed that, too.
I call it back-to-back blocks for you, Klay.
Thank you, PJ.
Hey, Klay, second half, Steve goes with the smaller lineup. You guys just trapped and jumped Damian and CJ virtually every time they had the ball, forcing other players to try to step up. Nobody had an answer. I thought your defense was exceptional, particularly in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, those two, they make that team go. It's been our game plan the whole series to make the other guys beat us. Because each time we play this team, when Damian goes for 30-plus, we don't win. So just get the ball out of his hands as much as possible and make it tough on him to beat us one-on-one.
I thought the defense, Alphonso McKinney, Jordan Bell, Quinn Cook came in and gave you good play on both ends. Steve went away from the big guys in a smaller, quicker lineup. We can't call it the Hampton Five, but I'll tell you what. I call it the JV Hampton Five. We're exceptional for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, our bench, man, they played so well. Alphonso hitting a huge three. Quinn Cook coming in, getting huge buckets. Jonas Jerebko, pump fake, jumper. And that's just been the motto since Kay's gone out. We had to do it collectively. We're missing 35 points in the lineup. So these guys have stepped up, and I'm so proud of them.
Klay Thompson joining us after this Game 3 victory. What's the biggest key to try to close it out in four? Because I know you guys want some of that rest.
Don't let up. That's it. It's that simple. And this place is really hard to play.
They'd won 13 out of 14 coming in here.
Yeah,
and you guys just tore their heart out in the third quarter.
We can't let up, man. It's not over yet. One win to the finals, and that's going to propel us to play as hard as we can.
Again, Game 4, Monday night here in Portland, a 6 p.m. Pacific tip-off. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.